present the following sports presentation on AM 1560 WBYS and 93.7 FM. Canton Little Giant Football is live on the air. Broadcast sponsors include Hy-Vee of Canton, Art Hostler Auto Plaza, Spoon River Animal Clinic, State Farm Insurance Agent Tom Conklin, Mid-America National Bank, Davis Ford, Farm King, GM Mechanical, Lozier Oil Company, Davis Buick GMC, Perkins Seed House, Haynes Physical Therapy, Platts Printing, Facet Nerds on Call, Mid-Century Fiber. And now, here is Bob Wagner and Leon Groover with Little Giant Football Action.
Good evening on a Saturday night. We sort of interrupt the Illinois broadcast, but we have our coverage. Tonight's schedule for the Canton Little Giants as they entertain in Week 4 football against the Pekin Dragons. And welcome to our pregame show. It is brought to you by the Graham Health System. Be sure to stop to the Graham Thrift Store at 75 North Main Street in Canton. Megan back with our engineering duties. She's been handling the duties throughout the day. Early this morning, the coaches' roundtable, and of course, the Illinois football game, which was Western Michigan leading 24-10 in the third quarter of football. Back here at Memorial Stadium, Bob Wagner, Leon Groover with you, and casualties of the storms and rain. A couple of those games in the middle of Illinois, one of those finished up today. Morton shuts out Limestone 33-0, so they end a 12-game losing streak. And again, of course, last year they were winless, not only overall in the season, but it goes back to 2014. They finished 1-6 in the conference. Their last win in the conference was October 24th, Week 9. They won at Washington 35-14. Those are the demons when you win at places that you go. You think you had it, you know, a monumental win, and it's a 12-game skid after that time, Bobby, but they bounce back, they win, and we'll try to do the same thing here. As the Little Giants a year ago were sent to a Saturday to play against Pekin last year. So it's been a little bit of a treachery with the weather and dealing with that. 2 years prior to that, we had the clock, I guess, with the lights, with the timing on it. So we've had our little issues. We've had some high-scoring games, but always entertaining games throughout the last few years against Pekin.
We've had either a battle with it on the field or with technology. It's kind of hard to judge. And, you know, it's funny when you look at the thing last year. I can recall now when you sent me a text saying, don't even bother. We're not even going over to take the chance. We were on Saturday. But well, in that first quarter, but man, things fell down quick, and we had a hard time trying to recover. You know, this year looks for a different aspect out of the game. And I think one we talked about since week one, and that's starting out quick.
Yeah.
We've not been able to do so yet.
One thing we gave Rick tonight off, again, most all the scores were played last night, so we have a few of those. So one of the games, Farmington got a win today, 49-29, so they remain undefeated. Good start for Farmington Farmers, Toby Vallis. And, of course, Lewistown got their win last night, 48-0 over North Fulton. And a couple of the other scores, as we mentioned, in the middle line. Dunlap beat East Bureau last night, 42-6. It was Harlan and Hunter Mitchell show last night. Harlan, the quarterback, 201 yards. And later tonight, of course, kickoff at 7 o'clock, Washington will be at Metamora. So they reschedule that game. We're about 25 minutes from getting this one kicked off here on this Saturday night in the Middle Illini, or streaming online, 1560WBYS.com. And again, our temperature right now, 80 degrees, and kind of surveying of the field here, and it looks pretty decent. You know, you look at some spots up there, we've had the ability, again, to have some nice sunny weather today. It has dried out spots. There's still some clumps and some lumps out there. But I think it'll hold up. I walked down this far end zone. It's probably the better of the field portions of it. It was, I would say it was holding up pretty good. It was a little, I'd say a little soggy, not as bad as it is in the parking area behind us, behind the stadium here. I remember going out last night. That thing was over my ankles. The water was standing last night when we left here last night. So the field is holding up, and hopefully we won't have too many issues with the playing surface here tonight at Memorial Stadium, there, Bobby.
And you look at the weather we had actually the entire week. You know, it was a pretty dreadful week when it comes to rain. And, you know, I know most areas yesterday in Leon received anywhere from 1.5 to 3.5 inches of rain. And, you know, that can take a toll on you. And one thing about it, the field looks to be in relatively decent condition. The real test would be a quarter of cleats. You get cleats from both these kids trying to plant their foot and get some, you know, traction into that field. We'll see how that turf holds up down there, because there are some backy areas that could become kind of muddy and difficulties, you know, throughout the rest of the game, probably.
One thing we should also mention, they suspended game of the freshman game last night to reschedule for Monday at 4:30 at Pekin. 2 minutes left in the third quarter, they'll do that, and then the sophomore game at 6 o'clock. Our countdown to kickoff continues. We're in the middle of the pregame show tonight. Little Giants, of course, washed off last night, and again, our pregame show tonight and throughout the season is brought to you by the Graham Health System. Be sure to stop into the Graham Thrift Store at 175 North Main Street in Canton. Bob and I will have the broadcast as we continue here on this Saturday night at the Middle. We'll finish up again with another game tonight, Washington, again, taking on Metamora tonight as well. So those are a couple of games in the Middle still to be played to finish out week number four. We'll step aside. We'll take our first break. The countdown to kickoff on this Saturday night. We'll hear from the coach, Ryan Pearson, also coming up tonight as part of our senior interviews. Those are being brought to you at halftime by the Athiva State Bank, locally owned and operated since 1902. Athiva State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Tonight's feature seniors will be Jacob Foreman and Ethan Ward. We'll have that for you coming up during the halftime edition. We step aside our first break in the Gridiron pregame show as Little Giants tonight take on Pekin. Our countdown about 22 minutes for the kickoff tonight here at 6 o'clock. Back with the head coach after this first timeout and a break with Little Giant football.
Move over, other desserts. Introducing Till the Cows Come Home, a new premium ice cream. Whether you're feeling funky or spunky, you're sure to find a pint of Till the Cows Come Home to match your mood. Stop by the freezer section and pick up a pint of Till the Cows Come Home.
What flavor are you in the mood for? Get yours today at your Canton Hy-Vee, 825 North Main Street.
When you buy a vehicle, you want it all, right? Great deals and excellent service. Then go to Art Hosler Auto Plaza in Canton today. Hosler's offers the largest selection of new and pre-owned vehicles in the area. The professional and friendly sales and service staff will make sure you get it all when you purchase your vehicle at Hosler's. Customer satisfaction is number one, and they won't be undersold. Don't settle for less. Get it all. Visit Art Hosler Auto Plaza, 2000 North Main in Canton today.
Friday Night Football leads to Saturday morning conversation on Coach's Roundtable, the football edition, live with Leon Gruber from Hy-Vee in Canton. The 55-minute show kicks off Saturday morning at 9:05 and features scores from the Mid-Illini and Prairie Land Conferences and one-on-one conversations with coaches from the Canton Little Giants, Farmington Farmers, Lewistown Indians, and the North Fulton Wildcats. Breakfast and football Saturday mornings at 9:05 with Coach's Roundtable, live on WBYS AM 1560 and 93.7 FM and online at 1560 WBYS.
Create your vision. Looking for banners, signs, vehicle graphics, custom wallpaper, or screen printing for everything from t-shirts to signs? Maybe business cards or marketing materials are all you need. In this fast-paced world, Travis and his team at Platts Printing stand above the rest by producing a superior quality product backed by friendly, professional, efficient service, timeliness, and expertise. If you can think it, we can print it. Platts Printing, 141 East Vernon Street in Farmington, 228-1069.
Little Giants return home and football action against Pekin tonight. Coach Ryan Pearson is with us. And, Coach, what do you take from last week, a tough game? And I know it was a great finish for the team where they bounced back in the fourth quarter. But that middle quarter, again, plagued us in that loss against Washington. What will you take and moving forward to this week?
Well, I was definitely pleased with our kids' effort, you know, our kids' resilience. You know, a lot of kids could have gotten down and shucked it in when they got down 28-7. And you know, but our kids showed a lot of heart and came back and you know, kept fighting all the way through and ended up making it a, you know, one touchdown game at the end. But you know, you said it with the second quarter was our demise. You know, those two blown coverages right there. And you know, anytime that you play a good team, you know, you can't afford to have those mistakes, because you know, good teams are going to make you pay. And so, you know, our big thing this week is Pekin's got a lot of weapons offensively. And, you know, they kind of live and die by the big play, and we've just got to make sure that, you know, we keep everything underneath of us and come up and rally to the football. And if we do that, I think we're going to have a good chance of success to win.
What about status injury-wise, Nathan Miller? What's going to be his ability to play come Friday night? I know he's been banged up and not seen a lot of practice time, but what do you anticipate for him on Friday night?
Oh, Nathan's a tough kid. You know, he and I have talked quite a bit this week. You know, he got a little bit banged up against Washington. 10, and he's good to go. He ended up taking it easy, the first couple days of practice, but he was out yesterday running around on it, he's one of those kids. It's going to be tough to keep him off the field. I know it's his senior year and he wants to be out there, and we're going to leave it up to him, and he wants to play.
I know you like the ability, this flexibility within a lot of kids on your offense, mixture of here and there, and you're starting to sprinkle in some different people and positions, those type of things. They just know that when they get their number called, they got to be ready, right?
Oh, absolutely. We kind of have the philosophy, next man up. No matter, what grade that kid is, it's going to be an opportunity for them to come in and contribute to the team. And a lot of kids have been taking reps at different positions offensively, and that's just going to make us, better in the end. If we get some injuries or anything like that, we've got kids that we feel confident in that can come in and step right in and not lose a beat.
We still, have those situations where repeat mistakes, and those type of things. And I know you're looking to get those cleaned up, and it would be affordable to us if we do that, to be a much different game when we get those things cleaned up.
Oh, and we showed them film, on Monday of the Washington game. Washington, in my opinion, did not stop us offensively. I mean, we were able to put drives together. We'd get two first downs, three first downs, and then, boom, we'd have a false start penalty, or we'd have our quarterback running one play but our backfield running another play, and we can't afford to put ourselves in negative situations where we're getting behind the chains. If we're constantly going to be in third and long situations, it's going to be tough to be successful against a good team. But when we were everybody was handling their assignment, we were constantly getting 4 to 5 yards every carry and making it a manageable situation. So we've just got to make sure that all those little blunders are shored up and play mistake-free football.
When you go in as a head coach and as a play caller, do you do a lot of variation from what your script or your game plan is, like you walk through on Thursday, into the Friday night game? Do you vary from that? Do you change a lot? I mean, are you just kind of what maybe sometimes a dictate of the game may present it at that time?
Well, I think there's definitely a lot of factors, but, I'm a creature of habit, and I want our kids to go into a game, feeling 100% confident in what they're doing. And a lot of times, if our kids are confident in what they're doing, they're going to play fast. If they're having to think about it, I think that's going to slow them up and take away some of their aggressiveness. So, we sit down on the weekend and we go over, what defense we're going to see. We check out the other team's personnel. If there's some different things that we want to exploit or attack, we put that in our game plan and we rep that all week. So that way, these kids are repping it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and by the time Friday gets here, it should be a situation where they're not having to think about it. Right. They could just go out and do it. And so, we try to stay on script as much as we can, just because I know that that's what our kids have been comfortable with, and we've consistently went over. But, if we get in our, situation like we were against Macomb and we put ourselves in a 3rd and 42 situation, it's not a whole lot of plays in the game plan for a down and distance like that.
Coach Winnie, when you look at it, what presents itself against their defense? So for you offensively, different things that you may want to look at running offensively on Friday night?
Well, defensively, they've got quite a bit of athletes, and I think their overall team speed
secondary is
pretty quick. And their two inside linebackers are pretty tough kids. But we've got some things that I think, what we do offensively is definitely unorthodox, and it's hard for another team to prepare for that, in 2 to 3 days. Mm-hmm. And if they do, prepare for it, there's not a whole lot of scout teams that are going to execute it with the speed at which we do. And so, we try to figure out what gaps we think that we can attack and what weaknesses they have in their secondary and try to rep that all week. But, defensively, we've got to make sure that we sustain our blocks. So many times against Washington, we'd come out and we'd hit our guy and then we'd stop driving after a couple seconds, and then, boom, that kid would flow and make the play. And we showed a lot of clips of that against Washington, and, and really harp to our kids that they have got to stay on their blocks. And if they do that, you know, I think we have a great chance for success tomorrow.
Coach, as always, we have our closing couple of keys to the game tonight at home against Pekin. What's the keys to the win?
Well, the biggest thing is, I know, you know, they're predicting the forecast is going to be pretty nasty, and I think it's supposed to start raining tonight, and it's not supposed to stop raining, you know, until tomorrow, you know, right around game time. So, you know, ball security is going to be a huge time or a huge factor any time that you get on a wet, sloppy field like that. So, that's something that we've definitely been harping to our guys, you know, 3 points of contact. And then the biggest thing is not put ourselves in a situation where we're getting behind the chains. Constantly stay ahead of the chains, give our offense a chance, and our offense is going to be our best defense. If we're out there on the field and we're driving the football and keeping their weapons on the sideline, you know, that's what we want.
Take care of business. Get a win here at home. Good luck to you in week 4 here.
I appreciate it. Thanks,
right,
Leon.
Thank you. More coming up. Our kickoff coming up from Memorial Stadium, week 4 football. We'll have more coming up right here on the Voice of the Little Giants, WBYS.
Are you dealing with pain, weakness, recovering from surgery, or just can't do the things you'd like to be able to do? Hi, I'm Adam Haynes, owner and operator of Haynes Physical Therapy in Canton. The solution to your problem may not be far away. At my clinic, you'll get a fresh perspective, professional courtesy, and compassionate service. Call today at 357-5470. Check us out on Facebook or on our website at HaynesPhysicalTherapy.com. Your best chance for recovery may begin right here. Haynes Physical Therapy, build on a solid foundation.
You may not have thought about it this way, but going to a ball game and banking at Mid-America National Bank have a lot in common. For example, those who go to a game are loyal to the school they're following, just like many of our customers and their families have been loyal to Mid-America for generations. It's all based on trust and knowing who you're working with. We are your bank for life. Mid-America National Bank in Canton, Cuba, Lewistown, and Macomb. Visit midnatbank.com and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Member FDIC.
This sports broadcast is brought to you by Farm King, the family store with more for the outdoors. Get your fishing gear from rods and reels to lures and tackle boxes, plus get your fishing license right here at Farm King. Camping supplies are also in stock at Farm King, with your tents, lanterns, cookware, and sleeping bags for the family trip this summer. Farm King also carries an impressive selection of tools and sporting goods for the outdoors, as well as air compressors, saws, weed trimmers, and generators. Shop Farm King, your family store with more for the outdoors.
At Davis Buick GMC, we are devoted to delivering outstanding customer service while helping you find that new or used Buick or GMC vehicle. Whether you are looking to purchase or lease, we invite you to come in and let our sales assist you and your family in finding the right Buick Enclave or LaCrosse. Or how about a GMC Sierra or Acadia? They are all here. We also offer full parts or service department that is second to none. Davis Buick GMC, 2051 North Main, Canton, 647-1212, where the customer is our business.
Listening to the home of the Little Giants throughout the season of 2016. Our countdown to kickoff, we're at 11 minutes. And again, the coin toss took effect. And again, Pekin won that toss. They will receive and defend the East and the Little Giants to the West here at Memorial Stadium tonight. 80 degrees, beautiful weather day. Again, about 2 inches of rain hauled at us last night with an assortment of lightning. And we're back here to get things finished up in week 4. We can also let you know in the Mid-Illini Conference, and one of the things we'll mention is Pekin has never won a championship in the Mid-Illini Conference. They came as a member in their 10th season, 2006. And again, for the Canton Little Giants, it has been a tough go. This is the 11th meeting between Pekin and Canton. Again, the last year, Pekin beat Canton 34-3 in a game. It was canceled on a Friday night, moved to Saturday. And again, the Little Giants now have only 3 victories during that stretch. Pekin has won 7 times. Remember a couple of years ago, 2013, Chase Poole had a huge game for them. Pekin 50-26. And then in 2014, the big shootout, and we had the lights go out at the tail end of the game there in Canton 60, Pekin 56. So these teams can put some points on the board. Also, we want to mention a big hello tonight to Andy Yerbik, who is listening tonight. He's listened when he's been working in Mexico. Tonight, you'll never believe where Andy is at tonight. Andy is with my nephew, Logan Yerbik. They will see, Logan will see his first ever professional football game tomorrow. And guess where it's at? It's at Pittsburgh. And who do they play? Cincinnati Bengals, my partner's favorite team. So it's an opportunity for, again, they are listening on streaming at Andy and Logan. I love you, buddies. And, again, I hope you have a great game there. Bob says you can both beep, 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 right?
4-1-2-10 straps are going to go down.
That's
what I'm enjoying.
Yeah.
Something you always share.
That's what I was taking your Sunday game like that for the NFL. So Andy was a member of the 2003 undefeated football team.
I know.
We're getting ready for a kickoff here tonight. Let's get to our starting lineups brought to you by the Mid-State Pet Cremations Incorporated, 1995 North Main in Canton. More information, call 647-1260 or go to midstatepetcremations.com. Here's the starting defense tonight. It'll be key. Nathan Lucas getting a start at the corner. Evan Otto, also a junior, the free safety. Junior is J.T. Shaw, the D-back. Also the rover is Cameron Lucas, the senior. Linebackers will be Bryce Adams and also Ethan Magnuson. Gage Miller as the Mike linebacker. The defensive front, the three-man front, they'll go with a stack 3-3 tonight. We'll see how that goes. That's where they want to really attack the offense against Pekin. And we may see them shift to the 4-2 and move up a man from the outside like we saw last week. Defensive end will be either Garrett Petty or Ethan Ward. One of those two will get to start tonight. Nathaniel Jarnigan is the nose, and Lucas Ketchum, the D-end for the Cantlers Giants. We may also see flipping Nathan Lucas and Preston Taylor in that secondary. There's your defensive starting lineups tonight, brought to you by Mid-State Pet Cremations, 1995 North Main in Canton. For more information, call 647-1260 or go to midstatepetcremations.com. We'll have more coming up for you as the countdown to kickoff 7 minutes away. We'll take another break in our Little Giant pregame show as Little Giants entertain Pekin tonight, along with Bob Wagner, Leon Gruber with you. And the call, and streamed online, 1560WBYS.com. More from Memorial Stadium after this timeout.
Buying a furnace or an air conditioner can be tough. After all, you can't exactly take a look under the hood.
For reliable heating and cooling, ask your Lennox dealer about Lennox products with a good housekeeping seal of approval.
Call GE Mechanical, 647-5700. Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
This is Steve from GM Mechanical, your authorized Lennox dealer.
Lennox, a better place.
For over 30 years, pet owners across Fulton County have entrusted the health of their animals to the friendly and knowledgeable veterinarians of Spoon River Animal Clinic. Big dogs, little dogs, white cats, black cats, horses, cattle, birds, snakes, ferrets, and even the occasional reptile, they see them all. Proudly supporting the Little Giants and Prairieland Conference sports, Spoon River Animal Clinic is conveniently located on Route 78 North in Canton and offers a complete lineup of veterinary services and 24/7 after-hours emergency care, too. Visit them online at SpoonRiverAnimalClinic.com.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, insurance? Then let State Farm agent Tom Conklin in Farmington help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Tom and his team handling your auto, home, renters, and life insurance, you'll have more time and money for everything else. That's money Tom can help you put towards a college savings plan or your retirement. Call State Farm agent Tom Conklin today at 245-4243 or check out his website at ConklinSF.com and get to a better state with State Farm.
Steve, we're on vacation. Are you still on the phone with the office?
It's a mess, hon. The storm fried our servers, Louisiana accounting accidentally deleted 6 months worth of payroll, and a Russian crypto virus just locked our files.
Take it easy. Everything's back up, right? Steve?
What's the area code in Russia?
Facet Security and Backup means your information is protected, period. Call us today, then take it easy. Peace of mind is a wonderful thing.
Facet Technologies, the business technology leader. See how their team can help your team at FacetTech.com.
Are you the nerds on call?
Yes, sir. How can we help?
My wife just got this new computer.
Nice.
She also got a virus. She's got Wi-Fi she can't figure out. She's got power surge damage. And I've got to get it all fixed, or I'm really going to get it. Got it?
We get it. And we got this.
Got a computer problem? Nerds on Call is Central Illinois' leading home computer service and support specialist. Bring them in, or they'll come to you. Nerds on Call. They got this. Get them at callournerds.com.
Lozier Oil in Farmington is a proud sponsor of area high school sports. Good luck to all participating student athletes and coaches. The staff at Lozier Oil are very proud of you. Lozier Oil supplies high-quality mobile lubricants to the trucking and farming industry. Their products keep your valuable machines running better year after year. Lozier Oil knows they need to earn your business every day for service that can't be beat. Call Lozier Oil today, 245-4846. That's 245-4846 for Lozier Oil Company in Farmington.
Welcome to Davis Ford, your local Ford dealer in Canton, Illinois. On behalf of our entire staff, we would like to welcome you. Whether you are looking for a new Ford car, crossover, SUV, our greatest selection of trucks, or a great used or pre-owned vehicle is what you need, we have them. Need service or parts? We have that too. We are committed to offer superior sales and service to you, our valued customer. See you soon at Davis Ford, 2111 North Main, Canton, 647-1111, where the customer is our business.
Back here, getting ready for our kickoff in about 3 minutes as the Little Giants will entertain Pekin here tonight. As we mentioned, a couple of the games played earlier today. That was Morton shutting out Limestone 33-0, ending their 12-game losing streak. Last win was Week 9, October 24th. Morton won at Washington 35-14. Also last night, Dunlap 42, East Peoria 6. And again, later tonight, Washington will be at Metamora. Getting to our keys to the game with BW. Right before our kickoff tonight is brought to you by the Chuck Taylor State Park Insurance in Canton. Your mutual funds, life and health insurance. Call Chuck at 647-8544. BW, our keys to the game here, buddy.
Yeah, I talked about one. You know, it's a little very good. I think it's, you know, the fact of us getting off to that fast start. If we can score quick and get an early lead, I think it's definitely a different changer for our momentum throughout the football game. And the second one I think is really important too, is eliminate the big play. You can, like Chris Pearson said, live and die by it. You know, those got long runs, those got long touchdown passes. If you can contain and limit them to short yardage, you're going to come out on top of that.
Beautiful weather night. It's 80 degrees. Our kickoff is coming up next. Those are your keys to the game with Bob Wagner. Brought to you right before a kickoff on Little Giant Football by Chuck Taylor, State Farm Insurance in Canton. For mutual funds, life and health insurance, call Chuck at 647-8544. Back after this 90-second break.
It'll be here before you know it. Seems to start a little earlier each year. 'Tis the season for the flu. Good thing it's never too soon to get your flu shot at Hy-Vee. Get your flu shot early and save yourself some worry. Plus, when you get your flu shot at Hy-Vee, you can save 20 cents a gallon on gas with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Plus Perks card. There's no appointment necessary, so get your flu shot today at Hy-Vee and get your 20-cent Hy-Vee Fuel Saver discount. Some restrictions apply.
Create your vision. Looking for banners, signs, vehicle graphics, custom wallpaper, or screen printing for everything from t-shirts to signs? Maybe business cards or marketing materials are all you need. In this fast-paced world, Travis and his team at Platts Printing stand above the rest by producing a superior quality product backed by friendly, professional, efficient service, timeliness, and expertise. If you can think it, we can print it. Platts Printing, 141 East Vernon Street in Farmington, 228-1069.
Friday Night Football leads to Saturday Morning Conversation on Coach's Roundtable, the football edition, live with Leon Gruber from Hy-Vee in Canton. The 55-minute show kicks off Saturday morning at 9:05 and features scores from the Mid-Illini and Prairie Land Conferences and one-on-one conversations with coaches from the Canton Little Giants, Farmington Farmers, Lewistown Indians, and the North Fulton Wildcats. Breakfast and football Saturday mornings at 9:05 with Coach's Roundtable, live on WBYS AM 1560 and 93.7 FM and online at 1560 WBYS.
To the respective sidelines, and we will kick it off here. 80 degrees. My partner Bob Wagner says it is also, what do you say, it's also found a possibility with the cramping and those type of
it
issues.
It could be as the game goes, absolutely.
Yeah. You know, dehydration and those type of things. You got to, again, make sure you take care of business. They should have done that the last couple of days, and maybe with last night's game being postponed. We'll try it again here tonight. The winds are the west-southwest at around 8 to 10 miles per hour. And it'll be receiving. And we'll take a look at Julian Hill, also back for the, he's the deep man, just about the 13-yard line. And we understand that he is a handful. Return specials team. And he also does the wide receiver. Again, he and Mason Carr are one of the keys tonight to trying to stop that potent offense for Pekin as well, along with Garrett Liggett. I don't think you can go unmentioned number one for them as well on the running back.
And from the Julian Hill stories that I've heard from some coworkers of mine, is he's the high school version of a Christian McCaffrey type. He can throw the ball, he can run, he can receive, he can kick.
All
a little bit of everything,
right,
which is definitely a nice weapon to have.
Here we go with a kick off. Spencer threw the ball, tries the onside kick. He goes to the near sideline. Could he recover the onside? It does. That's about the 47. We practiced that numerous times, and they put the onside kick. It was popped up to the left side, and a Little Giants pounce on it inside Deacon territory for the Little Giants possession here.
And Deacon has no idea.
Well, they're
already tailing back me on for coverage.
Well, you know, I mentioned that to you last week. We tried at the end of the game against Washington, and he did a brilliant job. And that is a big start for this Little Giant, recovering the onside kick by Spencer Theobald.
The opponent's 42-yard line.
It will be Clint Walls out of the gun. And he spins. He keeps it, dives to about the 40-yard line. So a gain of a couple of yards by the QB.
Let's get into
Clint Walls. And, you know, that's what you like to see, the QB getting those nerves out of the way, feeling the football in the first touch, make a little bit of run. Jace Chamberlain, who's had a couple of big games, just shy, missing last week, three straight weeks of 100-yard games, and he has been a ton for this Little Giant team. Drake Yerbick, as the wing, will bring in the play. He will be set to the right side, and we'll see where we line up. You got Kate Stansel just outside as a receiver, got a wing and a fullback. Back to pass. Wells rolls out. Pass protection. Now he has to retrace his step. He turns to this left side. He gets by this man here at the 42, and he tackles him. And again, it's brought down by Sky Killer. So a loss of a yard. Deacon did a good job covering everybody down the far side of the field. Forced Wells to run back. I tell you what, if he doesn't get tackled here, he's got some open spaces near sideline.
I totally agree, Jake. Credit to Deacon secondary on that play, Lam. They were the ones that held up on the back end, which gave their front seven time to tackle Clint for a one-yard loss.
We'll give it a starting offensive line as we go along. Third and nine for the 41 and Deacon. And again, that is a straight snap. And it goes to this third there to Yerbick. He dives and gets it up to about the 36. Nice recovery there by Drake Yerbick.
That was a direct snap to Jake. Yep. Yeah, he just hand off to Drake.
Hey, what happens is, you know, he takes a snap, and the Drake snap is to, and he has it right off of his hip. It looks like he's going to carry the football, and Drake just takes it right from off his hip, and he runs from behind him. That's a little different look on that variation out of the direct snap there.
And it's definitely a manageable fourth-down play.
So Little Giants, again, after the onside kick in the recovery in Pekin territory, have it at the 36, fourth down and four. Little Giants single back out of the QB. And that's a run to Drake Yerbick. Tries to string it out. He runs. He gets to about the 30. And it's going to be enough for
this down. 6 yards in the first down.
Got enough out there. Good block out there also by Lucas Ketchum. He sealed the outside here and allowed him to finally get that extra yard to get the first down. So
if you're going to pull what you tried to seal that edge off, and he did first down, allowing that nice game for a first down.
Left guard is Nathan Miller. Even with the sore ribs, he's got a protector. Also, the center is Aaron Evans, a sophomore. Gage Miller, the junior, the right guard, and the right tackle is Garrett Petty from this Little Giant team. From the Pekin 30, first and 10, snap of the football, back to pass.
No, well, open.
He's got a man open. That's Lucas. Cameron Lucas catches it at the 20. This is one tackle. Penalty marker down. So inside about the 15, that's a penalty marker. And it could be either a hold or a block in the back.
It's a block in the back, Liam.
Yeah. That's a tough one, too, because they already had the advantage to the far side of the field after the catch there to Cameron Lucas. And the officials are going to short that out. Again, it's a penalty against the Little Giants. And they'll move it back possibly all about the 20. We'll see where he goes. Now he does the marking off. It'll be back to the 27. And it'll be a repeat of the first down.
10-yard loss.
And that's one of those things that, you know, have shot us in the foot numerous games here, Bob. You know, things we take a step forward and then it takes time we go backwards. So now it'll be first down on the penalty that was assessed from the 37 now. Out of the shotgun again and round. That's Chamberlain. He tries to get to the numbers. He does. He's got the 10 to the 5. White cut back and a push down by Chase Chamberlain. 27 yards of the scamper, but we'll see here. The indication was the touchdown, but look at Chamberlain again with a big run. That's his seventh rushing touchdown. Say one thing, he was very patient, Bobby. That's one thing I like about Chase. Very patient, used that power game.
Picked that cut back and took it around the end line, and he was gone. Nice blocking down the field to the Little Giants.
And the Little Giants will try a two-point conversion. Now, this is going to be a little bit different on how they'll direct snap this. Now they're going to go with a PAT. We'll see a two-point conversion out of that particular type of the setup there. Out of the hole, and PAT is added by Field Ball. It's something good out of the hole to Drake Irving. And the Little Giants, again, start from Beacon territory from 42 yards and marched it in for a touchdown and a run by Chase Chamberlain. PAT was ended by Field Ball, and the Little Giants up 7-0 at the 9:22 mark. Back to the kickoff from Memorial Stadium in 30 seconds.
At Davis Buick GMC, we are devoted to delivering outstanding customer service while helping you find that new or used Buick or GMC vehicle. Whether you are looking to purchase or lease, we invite you to come in and let our sales assist you and your family in finding the right Buick Enclave or LaCrosse. Or how about a GMC Sierra or Acadia? They are all here. We also offer full parts or service department that is second to none. Davis Buick GMC, 2051 North Main, Canton, 647-1212, where the customer is our business.
Scoring drive recap brought to you by Ray Rick and all. Walter Brown, Country Financial, West Locust in Canton, 647-6180. Marched it 6 plays, 42 yards after the onside kick was recovered by the Little Giants. Took him 2 minutes, 38 seconds, and the senior, Jace Chamberlain, his 7th rushing touchdown of the year, 27 yards out. PAT was handled by Theobald. He was down 14 of 15 from the PAT, and the Little Giants lead it 7-0. Nice job by the Little Giants. Had that little penalty there, but again, they found a way to put it in the end zone.
Nice work by the entire offense.
Good job by the Little Giants. Nope. And Julian Hill, that's the guy you want to... And they'll try it again. They'll try it again, and they may have it again. They may have it again. They do. At the 47, they try it again. A little trickery with the onside kick. What am I seeing here? Two onside kicks.
Somebody got blown up on the Golden Beacon, man, and they're still down.
And again, an onside kick by Theobald. I'll tell you what, he has become a master at that. You see him in practice.
Well, he's the one that received it.
Yeah. I'll tell you one thing about it, Bob. You know, this is a kid that spends his own time because he's in soccer, so he really comes on Thursdays. He works on this stuff in his own time. He's a quick study in what Coach Pearson wants to have done and executed perfect back-to-back.
Dedicated kid.
Oh, absolutely.
It's dedication like that that can improve your program as a whole, too.
And we got a Beacon player down. We'll check on that. Little Giants make it 2 in a row on the onside kicks by Theobald. 9:20. Little Giants lead it 7-0. Back out to this injury timeout. Back in 1 minute.
Are you dealing with pain, weakness, recovering from surgery, or just can't do the things you'd like to be able to do? Hi, I'm Adam Haynes, owner and operator of Haynes Physical Therapy in Canton. The solution to your problem may not be far away. At my clinic, you'll get a fresh perspective, professional courtesy, and compassionate service. Call today at 357-5470. Check us out on Facebook or on our website at HaynesPhysicalTherapy.com. Your best chance for recovery may begin right here. Haynes Physical Therapy. Build on a solid foundation.
Mid-America National Bank offers plenty of reasons to bank with us. I'm Kevin Stevenson, Business Development Officer.
I'm Jody Wilcoxon, Business Banking Associate. Mid-America offers all of the financial services you need, from online banking, online bill pay, and a convenient mobile banking app, to lending, trust, and investment services.
Mid-America National Bank in Canton, Cuba, Lewistown, and Macomb. Visit midnatbank.com and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Giannessi, who was taken off the field, locked off on his own ability there. And the Little Giants recovered. Second one on the kickoff there, the onside kick at the 47 now in Pekin territory. They shift. And that's the thing, and I've seen
that. That's not against us. It cannot be against us.
You know, and I've seen this a couple of times with the officials say because we shift, that is one of those things that's called against us. But we'll see what the official will do. I think they can still do it because you haven't snapped the football and you haven't moved.
Yeah. Because the line's not set.
That's right. You know, and this is something Coach Pearson has used in a couple of different plays where your offensive people kind of go to the power side of where they're going to run the football.
As soon as your linemen are set, you can't move out of that.
Right. Yeah, once you are set there.
Right.
So you got the Kate Stansel who brings into play. So it stays. So it'll be first and 10 from the 47. Out of the gun. They shift. Now Pekin backs into their defense as well. Snap of the football. It goes power. Runs it right up the gut. Piles his way.
And the 28.
Yep, Chamberlain.
You betcha.
And let's see who was the initial tackler there, because they had several. That's number 75 who made the key stop there, Ryan Salazar.
He also had number, like, 71.
Good thing they don't have their camouflage in the other uniforms. They're decked out in their white trimmed in red and red unis. So it's very visible and easy to see, uniform number-wise. Little Giants second possession. They lead it 7-0. They shift again to the left side offensively. Out of the gun. Chamberlain gets a little convoy out here. Turns, gets it to the 40, powers his way. He goes out of bounds. And he was hit out of bounds.
If he had took that first cut, man, he could have got a first down out of that play.
So he gets it to the 40-yard line. So it's a tough 3 yards, maybe plus. They gave him an extra yard and a half there. So, again, there's about a 4 yard gain there by Chase Chamberlain. Also, now you have in the lineup the Little Giants, Nathan Lucas. He's a potential receiver. Chamberlain, and it's Clint Wells, a junior quarterback. And again, the Little Giants now. It'll be third and short yardage here.
A long two,
Ron. Out of the gun. Got two men off the left side of the offense. Chamberlain cradles the ball. He's got one opening. Straight on. Goes out of bounds. Pushed out of bounds by Julian Hill on Jace Chamberlain. Powers his way to a Little Giant first down. They move it further down into Pekin territory.
About 19 yards and another first down, man.
Gave the old man a straight arm there and just pushed him aside. Physically, you know, Jace is in the greatest shape I've seen him. You know, I mean, he's a dedicated kid. He has been some JFL time. You heard last week on interview. You know, he just, you know, he's been more of a leader. You know, those type of things. He's assumed that this season.
He's a workhorse
from the hash mark to the near side. That is Chamberlain, this near side. One block. Powers his way down inside the 10. Chamberlain. And again, catch him. Nathan Miller. Aaron Evans with a nice little block to seal it on this left side for the run.
Patience and power is Jason's success, you know?
Yeah, you know what? He's learning how to read where the linebacker is, too. You know, when he sees that, if it goes by, if he's shaded, if he cuts off to the left, he'll back cut. He'll cut to the opposite side, how he runs the touchdown. He's learning really to learn how to read that very well.
Oh, and that Matthew Stiff arm can help, too, down the field.
And again, first and goal from the 8 of the Little Giants offense here. Snap of the football. This time, I believe it was
Chamberlain.
Yeah. And again, Chamberlain with the dive into the end zone from 8 yards out. I tell you what, it's tough to pick it up and have that direct snap there because both of them are right by you. And it, again, another touchdown run, this time 8 yards by Chamberlain. He's got a couple in this game, 8 on the year for the Little Giants offense. And I'm taking a look at, again, I believe there's 11 on the season as a team. Using all of Bob's stats, he works hard at it, so I try to utilize all this when possible. Now the two-point conversion. Now they will shift out of that. We'll see it sometime. They're going to use that two-point conversion just in that manner. Again, they'll be out of the hole to Drake Yerbig. Snap of the football, and placement is down, and see the ball boots it through the upright. PAT, 2-for-2, and the Little Giants strike 2 times with onside kicks and Pekin territory. They'll cover both, and they score 2 times. Little Giants, 14. Pekin nothing, 7:26 in the first quarter. Back to the kickoff to Memorial Stadium in 30 seconds.
When you buy a vehicle, you want it all, right? Great deals and excellent service. Then go to Art Hosler Auto Plaza in Canton today. Hosler's offers the largest selection of new and pre-owned vehicles in the area. The professional and friendly sales and service staff will make sure you get it all when you purchase your vehicle at Hosler's. Customer satisfaction is number one, and they won't be undersold. Don't settle for less. Get it all. Visit Art Hostler Auto Plaza, 2000 North Main in Canton today.
Scoring Drive Recap brought to you by Ray Rickenall, Walter Brown, Country Financial, West Locust in Canton, 647-6180, 5 plays, 46 yards worth recovered on the onside. With a minute 57, it took him on that drive. 8-yard run by Chamberlain, his second of the game. PAT was added by Theobald. He's 2-for-2. And the Little Giants, again, off to that quick start. You said the keys to the game. They lead it 14-0. Look where they've moved up
and
here.
And we're speaking of 10 guys up now instead of just 8.
And they try it, popped up on the near side here. It bounces, and it goes out of bounds. That's a penalty. And so, Little Giants again will give it up, and it'll be peak in possession here.
It was a nice try.
They had, I tell you what, that's one of the things. You kick it to this left side, you had one man back all the way back to the field, but it made them really quite aware of the success of Theobald on the onside kicks, though.
Yeah, you know, the bad part is you give them pretty good field position.
Yeah, you do. And they have quick strike opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
And again, out of bounds is where the possession for the Little Giants.
So they got 49 yards to go with them.
Pickett's still on the huddle of the far sideline with 7:26, and they have to be shell-shocked here, trailing 14-0. Mason Carr will bring him to the line of scrimmage. He's a senior.
We'll see if it changes their offensive strategy on being down by 2 touchdowns early.
His fourth start as a varsity quarterback. He, of course, started last year, and really no times last year. He finished in the playoffs. He kind of finished with the injury last year for Pekin. First and 10 from the 49. Snap the football. That's a carry there by Liggett. Runs it to this near side. I should say it's 32. They got a different pack out there. So it's Michael Dickey. So Dickey with the carry. So Dickey usually lines up as a receiver this time in the back. And now they go 3-by-1. Trips to the far side. Single back. Mason Carr out of the gun for Pekin. Thinks it passes on a screen to the far side. The catch there is by Whitford. And it is run past the chains for a first down. And Whitford made the grab on a little screen pass. That's one thing about a Mason Carr. He has a great arm. He's had that ability to make that throw from the middle of the field to the far sideline there. Quick hurry offense. Speaking, trips, they reverse it. Trips to this near side. Okay, there is Dickey. Gets by one man, and he gets it down to about the 23-yard line. Going to carry this. Again by Mike Dickey, he's a senior, 5'10". Something changed with them because they do not have Liggett, who is one of their top carriers. He's a junior. And they'll go with the trips to this near side. Inside is Pearson, receiver for Pekin. Mason Carr fakes it, hands off. Up the middle, it's Julian Hill. He runs it. And down to about the 10-yard line. That's the speedster there, Julian Hill. They have everybody kind of, they use as wide receivers, but they, at some time or another, they will be one of the guys in the backfield. Now, Pekin will go with the receiver to the near side. It's Whitford. Second and, it should be first down. First and goal at the 9. And again, that's a turn. Julian Hill got it sealed off, and he gets in for the touchdown. 9-yard run by Julian Hill.
They made that look easy, Leon.
Yeah, they did. Started at near midfield. 9-yard run by Julian Hill. It's probably best that we keep the football away. That's a pretty good indication to me, right?
Good.
9-yard run by Julian Hill. Gets into the lead at the 6:03 mark. So again, it'll be Nathan Riggy out of the hold of Mason Carr. Try to get back within a touchdown here. Snap of the football. The placement is down, and Riggy makes it 8 of 10 on the year. He adds the PAT. And Pekin puts the points on the board after Little Giants has struck twice. They get on the board at 6:03. Canton 14, Pekin 7, high-scoring affairs the last couple of years. Will it be one of those? We're headed that direction. Opening quarter, back with the kickoff in 30 seconds.
Hello, this is former Canton Police.
Buying a furnace or an air conditioner can be tough. After all, you can't exactly take a look under the hood.
For reliable heating and cooling, ask your Lennox dealer about Lennox products with a good housekeeping seal of approval.
Call GM Mechanical, 647-5700.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
This is Steve from GM Mechanical, your authorized Lennox dealer.
Lennox, a better place.
Here of some running by Dickey, and also, of course, with the touchdown there by Julian Hill. 9-yard run, PAT was added by Riggy, and Pekin gets into the Little Giant lead, 14-7. So kickoff from the 40-yard line.
See what they do.
Yep, Riggy. Little Giants will have a couple of players back to return.
Gloves are out, anything possible.
They pop it out, short man, at about the 23. They'll turn, hand it off to this near side, got an open field this near side. That is Kate Stansel, the run. Up to about the 38, 39-yard line. Pushed out of bounds there by Jack Marlette for Pekin. Little Giants, their third possession in this third quarter. And that's one of the things, you know, the guy who receives it will turn, and he'll have his back to the opposition. And he'll make a decision, either hand off or he'll turn, and he'll keep the football. A lot of times he'll hand off.
That's a good decision on that one. A nice little 15-yard gain to get it to our own 37.
They work from the short side of the field. Hash mark near the Little Giant sideline. Now they shift. Cameron Lucas, tight end, off to the left side. Single back. And as it turns to the near side, Drake Yerbe powers his way, still inbounds, and then goes out of bounds. Looks like about the 43. See where the official indicates there. So about 5-6 yard gain there by Drake Yerbick.
I'm going to agree with Kevin and give him six.
So one of the things, and again, we're trying to run the ball outside. And again, when we start knowing that we can get the ball into that tunnel to the gaps is when, again, some dangerous things happen. That's when Cameron Lucas usually gets the ball, when we start running inside like that. So second and four from the 43. And the first quarter action, turn, spins,
open,
and Wells throws it. Cameron catches it, Lucas inside the Pekin 30, and blocked down there on the grab there, defended by Michael Dickey. You know it, you know, you talk about going outside, and then you know that you got to go to your great receiver there in the tight end, Cameron Lucas, who connects up. And the one thing about it, Clint Wells has really worked on this nice, soft touch out here.
Oh, yeah, point. You threw that ball right where it needs to go, you know, it's to the shoulder of a reason to defensive back in and get to it. Nice completion and a tough catch for Cameron. The defensive back was right there with him for a 29-yard gain in the first down.
I think we're finding the early going. Two really good offenses here. Nice stuff.
Looking that way.
First and 10 for the 28. Inside the handoff. Right on the left, he does. That is Drake Yerbick. He gets it to the 10. He goes out of bounds. He lowered his shoulder, and once he got it to the numbers, inside the 20, he cradled it and hanging on for a first down for the Little Giants.
20-yard game, we have another Little Giant first down.
Out of that wing is the junior, Drake Yerbick, who's getting some more carries at the football tonight. That'll make Andy and Logan back in Pittsburgh happy campers tonight.
And, you know, it's plays like that that open things up for Quint and Jace along throughout the game.
Oh, yeah.
These plays that's up your next. So far, great play calling by Coach Pearson.
So it's first and goal from the 8, Little Giants. With a 14-7 lead, that's Chase Chamberlain. He powers, he cuts it, he runs it in for a touchdown from 8 yards. No stopping Chamberlain in this first quarter. 8 yard run, his third rushing touchdown. Tell you one thing, he got some blocks and he just follows that alley off to the left side, followed it in for a touchdown. The Little Giants up 20-7. At 5-11 in the first quarter. Seeing some fun football here on a Saturday night. Now they shift. And it will be the snap of Aaron Evans out of the hold. It will be Drake Yerbick. Spencer Theobald. And we may have a stoppage of play here by the officials here. We'll see what that indication might be. They got Nathan Lucas. Who's offside. I didn't see any marker come down, but now the indication.
I can change your strategy for your extra point.
Got over two.
Yep. I would.
Yep. Yep, half the distance of the goal.
You bring your lumber out there and smash up the middle. You threw out of it.
What was this a couple years ago, Bob? What was a nightmare for us? How many times a year we do that? Put teams half the distance of the goal.
More than what you should have done.
So now we'll see what the Little Giants try to do here.
Well, Spencer's not out there, so we're going over two.
Yep. And again, it'll be Chamberlain. Now watch him. They may shoot. shift here. Now they give it to Chamberlain. He powers and dives in for a two-point conversion.
Yeah, easy.
Two-point conversion. Chamberlain right off the rear of Evans, the center. Two-point conversion added here. And the Little Jacks now, 22-7. They owe now answer to stop Chase Chamberlain. He had the 8-yard run, two-point conversion. The Little Jacks up the ante, 22-7, 5-11. Left in this first quarter, back for the kickoff in 30 seconds.
For over 30 years, pet owners across Fulton County have entrusted the health of their animals to the friendly and knowledgeable veterinarians of Spoon River Animal Clinic. Big dogs, little dogs, white cats, black cats, horses, cattle, birds, snakes, ferrets, and even the occasional reptile, they see them all. Proudly supporting the Little Giants and Prairieland Conference sports, Spoon River Animal Clinic is conveniently located on Route 78 North in Canton and offers a complete lineup of veterinary services and 24/7 after-hours emergency care, too. Visit them online at SpoonRiverAnimalClinic.com.
Story Drive brought to you by Ray Wickenall and Walter Brown, your Kenter Financial Agents in Canton, 647-6180. Four plays, took him 63 yards, 52 seconds. Jace Chamberlain, his third rushing touchdown and his ninth of the year. And Chamberlain also added the two-point conversion. That's our first of the year, and 22-7 in favor of the Canton Little Giants. Now, if you're peeking, they line it up in fear that may try another onside kick here. This is why I kick it, and I kick it deep. I kick it down.
Take the chance.
Yep. There we go, 5-11. Popped it up here to this near side, and
he's down.
In the down, and by turn there by Brad Johnson. So no return, and Pekin will have their second possession, but this time a little bit differently. Again, Theobald tried to kick a little pop up over those 10 individuals who were lined up between the 50 and the 40.
And there's two things. You know, you get the ball out of Hill's hands and there wasn't no return. So really, it's a lot of success.
5-10. Deacon comes to the line of scrimmage. You got Dylan Dilkey as the left tackle. Ben Appel, left guard. Ryan Salazar, the center. Ethan Trumpy, the guard. And Brody Haynes, he's the right tackle.
Empty backfield.
Again, out of empty. It's 3-1. A little inside handoff, and it goes to Dickey again. He's been their bread and butter guy to the early going here offensively. But Pekin, they run it up to about the 38-39-yard line. And the Little Giants again will defend here, trying to find something that will stop. Again, they've been pretty consistent so far now in their second possession. Single back. Mason Carr works out again. They go by 2-2 this time. Second and 5. Passes, catch to this near side. A grab here and knocked out of bounds. Jesse Gilmore, I think, made the reception of this near side. It is a senior. Gilmore, number 17. They also have in the lineup Braden Lavin. He's a receiver. Trips to the far side. Trips to the left side of this offense. First and 10 from the 49. They're back near Canton territory with 4:29. Opening quarter, Little Giants lead it 22-7. Snap of the football, and they drew man offside. Guess who that's going to be? Again, off that far side for the Little Giants.
And you're against the 30.
Yep. And snap count there drew the Little Giants defense off. And so now we'll regroup here and push it a little further now into Canton territory. And a 5-yarder. Is peaking the football now at the Little Giant 46-yard line. So, first down, short yardage for this Pekin's offense. They have the potential staying right with Little Giants, even with the 22-7 lead. Pass it to the flat, a catch out there. Missed tackle, two missed tackles to the 40. Looks like he gets the first down on the reception. Again, it goes to Gilmore. Two missed tackles there, Bobby.
Can't afford those good players.
You get them in space out there. The pass to the flat to the left side by Carr. Carr so far in the year, 374 yards passing, only three touchdowns through the air. So first and 10 now from the 40 with 3:40 on the clock left in this opening quarter. Again,
rookies
against them. I don't see we had any encouragement there.
A false start.
Again, it's a false start against Pekin, so they'll back it up. Julian Hill goes off the far sideline. They bring Mike Dickey in. Watch him in the backfield, number 32. Also receiver, Brad Johnson. You got Johnson, Also, Whitford, they'll line up to this near side. Single receiver to the far side. So Trips, the inside man for Pekin, is Pearson. Trips to this near side. First and 15 for the 40. Out of the gun. Inside handoff to Dickey. He drops to about the 45-yard line.
No gain.
So again, for the Little Giant defense, a good job. And then they didn't bite on that, you know, the situation. It was really a passing situation, but they decided to run the football. So second down now from the Little Giant 40-yard line with 3:01 remaining in the opening quarter. On a Saturday night in week 4, football tonight here from Memorial Stadium. Look for that cadence. That's what
they're
saying.
They're trying to hard down. That's
yep.
crazy.
Yep. So it's 2:49, second and 15. But they're going to be eager up front. Carr, chased out of there, almost brought down, a missed tackle there. They had an opportunity. Now he gets it near midfield. He runs out of it to the near side, and then goes out of bounds. Wow. Opportunity there to get him all the way back to about the 45. Missed that chance. Just eluded him was Mason Carr.
He's about 4, Leon.
But the one thing about it, if you keep the pressure on him like that tonight, it's going to be good news for the Little Giants. Be able to chase him out of the pocket like he did there. We're starting to get some breakdown on their line of scrimmage there.
31, they get some nose in the back end. Pressure up front.
3:35, first quarter. That's 3rd and 11. Carr rolls to the near side. Throws it out there, and it goes off the hands of Phil and shoved to the tape there. Good job. Rushing inside by the Little Giants that time.
I would imagine they would go for it.
So again, in Canton territory here.
I assume they're not much of a punting team.
I want to see, that was, again, Garrett Teddy who made the rush in on the QB there, forced him really through it off balance.
Still helm and pursued, Leon.
Went out of the hands of Julian Hill. From the 41, 4th and 11 from Canton territory, Pekin offense with 2:30. Back to pass. Here comes the rush. Little screen.
Good job
with Dickey. Dickey, he's met head on. Good job at Little Giants defense. We spotted Gage Miller.
Yeah.
And also out there, Cameron Lucas. The tandem made the stop. And again, the Little Giants will take over on downs.
Pass was to Dickey, right, Leon?
Yeah. To Dickey?
Yeah.
Yep. Little flare. Yeah. Just a little screen they set up. Fourth down, no conversion. So good job by Little Giant D to bounce back here. So Canton's offense, again, they've had it now fourth time. They scored 3 times already, 2 on onside kicks. Returns of 42 yards, turns of 46. And again, also the big run there. Chase Chamberlain has 3 rushing touchdowns this opening quarter. From the 38 here.
Keep your foot on the gas, offensively, Leon.
Yep.
Can't let up.
And inside Chamberlain, straight arms, and he's going to be brought down. He tries to dive for a yard or so, but it's going to be several yards lost there.
Loss of 4, Leon.
So, -4. Those are what we always talk about. You know, I talked to Jace a little bit during practice. He says, I hate it when you get those negative yards, man. Those are killers.
Well, they change your offensive series, yeah. Too, Leon. They change what you're wanting to do. You know, we're obviously wanting to run the ball. Now you're at 2nd and 14. That totally changes what you might want to run on that 2nd down play.
Under 1:50, clock runs here. Little Giants lead 22-7. 2nd and 14 from the 34. Right to the left in this first quarter, Little Giant offense. Inside, a handoff to this near side. It goes to Drake Yerby. He slipped, trying to cut it at the 40-yard line. And right at the 40.
They went to 39, yep. Gain of 5.
So 5-yard gain there by Drake Yerby, who's having a nice game number-wise. He and of course, Chamberlain, how many did you mention there, Bobby?
Drake's got 4 or 5 carries for 41 yards, and Jace has 8 carries, 77 yards, also 3 touchdowns.
Absolutely. Again, he's piling up some big numbers here offensively. With 1:10 now, Little Giants will go to the line of scrimmage. 2nd and 9, we're at the minute mark here. 2nd and 9 from the 37-yard line. Chamberlain tries to power through, and he dives and gets it back. Up to about the 40-yard line.
41. We're
at the 41 and getting a little bit of an extra yard there. Closing 48 seconds here from Memorial Stadium. So the 4th down. So Little Giants again probably will punt here. Probably 40 seconds. Again. And again, back will be Julian Hill. see what they do. Cameron Lucas is back in that punt formation. Three and out, and a punt for the Little Giants here at 23 seconds. Cameron.
Nice one.
Spiral. Julian Hill from the 20 on the return. Missed one tackle. Runs it real down about the 35.
When I clear over there,
that was four. I don't know either. We'll see. And it's just shy of the 35. And again, Julian Hill with the return. There's a penalty marker down with 12 seconds.
If I'm a betting man, it's against the receiving team, which would be Pagan.
Yep. So again, with 12.4, there is a hold. Yep. So 10 yards will back it up. Cameron has given the instructions from the officials there.
That should put it to 25.
So Little Giants struck early in this game. Two onside kicks recovered by Little Giants. Both, again, were ended up in touchdowns. That was the first two rushing touchdowns by Chamberlain. Then they added another 8-yard run. In between that, Julian Hill scored for Pekin. That's where we are right now. It's 22-7. Penalty puts Pekin back first and 10 for Mason Carr. And it'll be at the 23-yard line. Little Giants stepped out in purple, trimmed in the gold and Vegas gold helmets. Here from Memorial Stadium, Nathan Lucas in as a cover end of this near side, as well as J.T. Shaw. He shifts now. First and 10. They show a four-man front with an outside rusher. First and 10 for the 23. Carr back to pass. He flips the pass, gets it, and they're starting to bring some heat up the middle from the D-line. Gage Miller also for the Little Giants. And who else we had out there? We had a couple other guys making some rush up there for the Little Giants. Again, putting that pressure up there. I think it's Gage and also Garrett Petty. A couple of guys there defensively. 9.2 seconds, second and 10. Pekin will run trips to the far side.
Ooh,
that was pretty close.
Wow, I'm surprised he didn't go flying on out.
No doubt. Everybody just hold steady here. Mason Carr flips the pass and grabbed it off the far side. That's a catch there. That is by Tyler Pearson. That's the way the quarter's going to come to a close. He started with a bang, and the Little Giants and three scores in the opening quarter. They lead it at the end of one quarter. And 22, Pekin 7, week 4 football from Memorial Stadium, second quarter, back in 1 minute.
Hello, this is former Canton Police Chief Kent McDowell. On November 8th, we have an opportunity to elect two experienced and qualified judges, Judge Heidi Benson and Judge Ray Kavanaugh, to the 9th Judicial Circuit. Judge Benson has over 18 years of legal experience serving us in West Central Illinois, including working in every county in the 9th Circuit. Judge Benson has developed the depth and breadth of experience necessary to effectively manage our courts and to be a responsible steward of our hard-earned tax dollars. Judge Kavanaugh also has a long history of legal experience in the 9th Judicial Circuit, spanning 25 years protecting our communities as a state's attorney in Henderson County and as an assistant state's attorney in Warren County. As a lifelong resident of West Central Illinois, Judge Kavanaugh understands the residents and shares their values and will continue keeping families and property safe. A circuit judgeship is not a training ground to learn to become a judge. Both Judges Benson and Kavanaugh have a proven record of keeping our community safe. Please join me and vote for Judges Heidi Benson and Ray Kavanaugh.
Paid for by the citizens select Judge Ray Kavanaugh, circuit judge.
Exciting first quarter by the Little Giants. Put some numbers out there. Rushing wise, big first quarter by Jace Chamberlain. Great scores. It'll be peak of possession, third and five. They work it right to left. Carr flips the pass. And it goes away. Nice job defending there by the Little Giants. Nathan Lucas that time getting a pause out there and knocked it down.
Well, he held coverage towards the receiving land. When he saw the ball thrown, he jumped out route. What a good thing to do with the defensive back.
And we had some people making some rotation. That's the key thing, keeping fresh bodies, rotating people in and out. It'll be punting time for Pekin, and it'll be Nathan Riggi. And Cameron Lucas will chance for the return here at the 35-yard line for the Canton Little Giants. Beginning of the second quarter, Pekin. Again, three and out on a punt. So their last couple possessions, fourth down, no conversion. Again, Lucas, now he carries it. And again, how about the 30? That's a dangerous one there. Again, the whistle's blown. Again, that'll be Blue Jack football at the 30-yard line. So that's a dangerous one if you are Blue Giants. Cameron Lucas, that's bearing down. You wait for the last second as people are surrounding you. So 11:42, we're into this second quarter. Coming up at a halftime, and it's brought to you by the Apiva State Bank, a segment where we have two of our seniors, and that will be coming up on the halftime show. And those are Ethan Ward and Jacob Foreman. Halftime player senior interviews are brought to you by the Apiva State Bank. Apiva State Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. That is during our segment of the Little Giant Halftime Show, brought to you by Monocle's Pizza. Again here, carries it in. Here's Adam Chamberlain to the 40. Might cut it back, and he gets to the 45. Nice run there by the senior.
Get outside the ass walk, man, and cut that up. Kind of nice game.
Stubblefield made the stop there, number 21 for Pekin. So a nice conversion by the Little Giants. First down from the 45.
Jason, 7 yards away from the century mark in the first half.
Are you starting to see the line really being cohesive? Good communication tonight, blocking everybody in sync and allowing again to get to that tunnel, get to that little gap there for Chamberlain to use his ability to run the football. He gets it to midfield, a step through the defense. He cuts it and
well,
it up.
I'll tell you what, he was 2 steps away man, for going for six.
Chamberlain having a dynamic first half here.
We'll put him at 102 for the game.
So again, first 2 weeks he went over 100. Last week, what, he had 91.
Yeah.
Already at 100 here. So second and short yardage, Little Giants offense here now in the Pekin territory. Fifth possession of this game with Little Giants.
Those two onside kick recoveries have been huge so far.
They have. Leads it 22-7. Second quarter football tonight. Streamed online, 1560wbys.com. Again, we may see a timeout. Little Giants will take a timeout. They had to get the another personnel into the game here, so they had to call a timeout. 10:20, last second quarter. Little Giants take the first timeout of the game, leading 22-7. Back with our timeout from Memorial Stadium in 1 minute.
Buying a furnace or an air conditioner can be tough. After all, you can't exactly take a look under the hood.
For reliable heating and cooling, ask your Lennox dealer about Lennox products with a good housekeeping seal of approval.
Call GM Mechanical, 647-5700. Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
This is Steve from GM Mechanical, your authorized Lennox dealer.
Lennox, a better place.
For over 30 years, pet owners across Fulton County have entrusted the health of their animals to the friendly and knowledgeable veterinarians of Spoon River Animal Clinic. Big dogs, little dogs, white cats, black cats, horses, cattle, birds, snakes, ferrets, and even the occasional reptile, they see them all. Proudly supporting the Little Giants and Prairieland Conference sports, Spoon River Animal Clinic is conveniently located on Route 78 North in Canton and offers a complete lineup of veterinary services and 24/7 after-hours emergency care, too. Visit them online at SpoonRiverAnimalClinic.com.
Back with you, call in the second quarter, 10:20, second and short yardage. Direct snap, it goes to Chamberlain. He cuts it up to the numbers of the 40, out of bounds. Enough for first down and bonus yards for the senior, Jace Chamberlain. Tell you one thing, he is just, you know, just gets stronger and stronger. He had just a terrific finish at Washington. Nearly willed his way to carry us back into that game.
I tell you, he's a glider. He works effortlessly when he runs, and he really surprises you with his speed, agility, and his strength. I love the stiff arm. That can be a huge asset, especially later on in this game when the other opponent gets tired.
Another big conversion. Little Giants, first and 10 from the 34. Snap of the football again. Direct snap. Cuts it back. Nice job there to the 25, to the 20, to the 15, straight on to the head of the touchdown! It is Chase Chamberlain's fourth rushing touchdown to come from 34 yards.
Hit the pay dirt, young man. Hit the pay dirt.
What did that remind you of? What a Walter Payton is. Wow. Unbelievable. I got goosebumps, man. That was a terrific run there by Chamberlain, man. Feel that?
Yeah.
That was awesome. Again, a big touchdown there run by Chamberlain. I tell you what, Pop on the sideline's got to be happy, man. You can see him looking at the smile on his face down the sideline here.
Impressive.
Yeah, impressive. That is the key word there, man. Dynamic run by Jace Chamberlain. 34 yards, 10:04. out of the hold of Drake Yerbick. We'll try to add a PAT, and Theobald is right through the upright. PAT is added. Little Giants, and again, with the lead now, 29-7, with 10:04 remaining in our first half. Back with a kickoff, 4 rushing touchdowns the first half by Chase Chamberlain, and Little Giants up 29-7 in the second quarter. Back in 30 seconds.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, insurance? Then let State Farm agent Tom Conklin in Farmington help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Tom and his team handling your auto, home, renters, and life insurance, you'll have more time and money for everything else. That's money Tom can help you put towards a college savings plan or your retirement. Call State Farm agent Tom Conklin today at 245-4243 or check out his website at conklinsf.com and get to a better state with State Farm.
That's quite a view.
Back here with 10:04, it's 29-7, and Little Giants, and again, with the PAT. Even with your peeking, Bob, you know that they line everybody up in the fear of trying the onside kick again.
Can't win them.
No.
Has a four-play drive, we end going 69 yards in a minute, 42 seconds.
So fourth rushing touchdown by Chamberlain, and it was the best out of all of them. It's one of the better ones we have seen. 34-yarder. Theobald pops it up here. A return to the 40, and the man just goes directly down.
I ain't got a problem with that.
No. I'll try to get some information for you as we continue here. More coming up on the halftime show on WBYS AM 1560, 93.7 FM. Again, the halftime is brought to you by CJ's and Hair and Nail Salon in Canton. And our senior interviews as well brought to you by the IPFA State Bank. We'll try to get some numbers for you as well, all the official statistics. I want to say somebody by the name of Oliver Mettler, something like that, six, right? Oliver Mettler.
1923 or something like that.
Yeah, that's for some reason, that's what...
Oh, it's six.
Yeah. So, Oliver Mettler has six, so he's got 4 in this half.
That was a 2-yard run by Mike Dickey, Leon.
Again, Dickey, 4, peaking, 9:50, clock runs here.
That's 5. They only gave him 1, so we'll give him 1 instead. Second 9.
So Little Giants again, 29-7. Mason Carr and Pekin sends trips to this near side. Out of the gun. Faked it. Carr keeps it. Tries to cut it back, and he's driven down at about the 43. Couple yards on the keeper there by Mason Carr. Things kind of broke down for him as he fakes the handoff and then runs the football.
Well, Ethan Magnus broke that play up, Leon, behind the line of scrimmage. Only a 2-yard game by the quarterback.
J.T. Shaw will come to their sideline. His replacement, Drake Yerbick, so he gets a little bit of a blow. Also in there, Evan Otto. They shift out of it. Also, Ethan Magnuson. Carr, back to pass. And again, throws it out of bounds, incomplete. So, again, it'll send them to fourth down again.
And the pressure caused that play right there.
So, again, for the Little Giants, and again, well, the offense during the second quarter.
And here's how the defense has stepped up. The first 5 passes on Mason Carr were all completions. Since then, he's 0-for-4.
Big difference. And they had their first drive, and they looked pretty sharp. But again, that pressure up the middle has been pretty intense. It has picked up that level, hasn't it?
It has.
So at the 9:01 mark here in the second quarter, again, Pekin will punt. And that is a Riggy. Off the side of the foot there, the ball rolls. On the return, he'll about the 17. Cameron Lucas, the one at the near sideline, and he is dinged at about the 35 on the return this time.
Not doing it
again, Cameron Lucas on the return to the 35. He'll stop the clock at 8:50 in the second quarter. So what happens here?
Looks like a block in the back, but I thought it was.
So, again, it is against the Little Giants.
Yeah, you've already called 2 of those in the game, 1 against us and 1 against Pekin. You know what that play is now. You should be smart enough not to do it. That's our 3rd penalty of the game, only on for 25 yards.
So, again, now.
1st and 10 from the 15.
It's a Little Giants, and again, they'll have it possession. Leading it's 29-7. And again, as we mentioned, Jace Chamberlain put together quite a senior as vet here in week four with four rushing touchdowns so far. 3 out of the 4 weeks, he's been over 100 yards in rushing. Again, it's back to pass. That's Wells. Flips it out here. He's got Stancil open, but underthrew him. Defended there. Hill and also Christian Hill. Julian the Christian back. Again, he just kind of underthrew a little bit. If he'd hung it up there, Stancil had the ability to go up because of his size. You take a look at that. Again, Stancil was 6 foot. He was bigger than Hill's 5'9". Both of them are 5'9". So they had the ability to go up lengthwise, but underthrew it.
Yeah, a little quick on the release. Once your receiver run underneath of it in stride.
So 2nd and 10. That's one of the few times we have seen, really, I think Clint underthrow somebody.
That was timing. Yeah, really timing.
So 2nd and 10 from the 15, River Giants left or right in the second quarter. The wing inside handoff. It goes to Drake Yerby. They string it out to the near side. He goes out of bounds. And just shy of the 20-yard line. About 4 yards. About 19 yards. And again, for the carry there by Drake Yerby. Again, this is a constant type of situation. Trying to set, you know, that outside. That's trying to set the perimeter to go to the power game. Later in the game, you continue to wear them down. Kate Stancil gets the play from Coach Pearson in the near sideline. Well, Giants come to the line of scrimmage. Lucas Ketchum, Nathan Miller, Aaron Evans, Gage Miller, and Garrett Petty, the offensive line. Out of the gun, Clint Wells, 3rd and 6. Again, that's going to be Yerbik, throws it, and it's in and out. Cover there. Should be a penalty. Manny had grabbing his arm, and he's begging. Camden is trying to beg. He said, Manny had my arm. Again, the defender did it, did it right where he disguised it. He couldn't tell, but you could tell Cameron couldn't get his arm up there for the receiving, and it goes incomplete. So that's a tough break. Again, for the River Giants now, forced to punt. So 3 and out, a punt for the River Giants here tonight. And first time we've been having to... Second time we punted here tonight. So Canton will take a timeout here. So with the game 29-7, 8:31, Little Giants take a timeout. A little confusion.
I got 10 guys on the field again.
So our substitutions, you try to get who you know, you got to come in and fegs. Quick timeout. Back to Pete. Back for the Little Giants possession. 29-7. We'll have the punt after this 30-second break.
Fill out the form at FiberFastNow.com for faster-than-fast internet service from Mid-Century Fiber. While there, check out the lock-in-your-price-for-life offer, pricing, and more. Or call 778-8611. To experience this next-generation technology, Mid-Century Fiber needs to hear from you. Fill out the form at FiberFastNow.com today and be part of the faster-than-fast fiberhood. Bring Mid-Century Fiber to your neighborhood. Fill out the form at FiberFastNow.com.
Back here with 8:31.
So we've used 2 timeouts so far. We only have 8:31 to go in the second quarter on situations where we've only had 10 guys on the field. And this is a situation where you only got 10 guys out there for a punt. Those timeouts can come in handy if you're in a scoring opportunity. Hopefully they won't come back to haunt us.
With 8:31 now, punting for Cameron Lucas. And again, our assignments, knowing personnel on the field. He's been off the one wall so far. From the 50, it's Julian Hill. He's got some speed. He's in traffic. And he's brought down finally the initial contact. Lucas Ketchum. We got some other shoving there. Punt deep and shoved the player. And he went down, but there's no call. No penalty down. He had Pemberton kind of shoved the little Giant player, but again, no call on that.
Makes you wonder sometimes who's the home team and who's the road team.
Well, we've never had a fair shake pretty much since we've been in the middle line. So we're Giants now. We'll play the deep. Pretty good field position here for Pekin, though. 1st and 10 from the 38. They started, what, as a 40. What was the first time that they had on that run there from the touchdown they had? They had a good field opportunity. Carr, and again, it's intercepted at the 40. Up and another missed tackle. Can't get it to the 50. Interception by the Little Giant.
Gage.
And let's see who it is.
I think it's Gage Miller.
Yep. He's pounded. Follow who that is David Miller. And Gates Miller with the return to midfield. A lot of more Gage. The ball is tipped. You do those drills for a reason. Again, an interception thrown. Again, the Canter will come up for the turnover at midfield at the 8:05 mark. So first and 10. Nice pick there by the little giant linebacker there. Ball is chipped right in the right spot that time. And it goes to hand off to Chamberlain.
That's going
to
come back.
Yep, looks like 57, maybe Lucas Ketchum.
Yeah,
with a hold here. They watched the inside man kind of turned in, and he was trying to stop him from pursuing the runner inside.
He got a nice jump off the ball, too, on that snap, too, which created that issue.
7:59. First and 20. Yeah, so first and 20. Again, the Little Giants, and again, early lead. The two onside kicks have been huge. Got up to the 14-0 lead. They added a score. Pekin got their first score, 14-7. And Canton answered with a run by Chamberlain. One of four in that first half. 2-point conversion, and then a 34-yard run by Chamberlain was an eye-popper. And we lead it 29-7. So again, the Little Giants now.
Nice time here, Leon. First and 20 to try and go deep on them.
Got a couple of substitutions. Justin Jorgensen was in there as well. He goes to the offensive line. They got a snap of the football. They're directing that off the hip. That's great. Jorgensen on the fastest side to beat. And Drake Lovick down to the 20-yard line. That's one of those where Chamberlain keeps the football on the direct snap, and he just takes it right off his hip. He just takes it, he holds it right on the hip, and he disguises it where the defense can't see it, and then Drake kind of scoops it off his hip and raced it down inside Pekin's 20-yard line.
43-yard gain, and another Little Giant first down.
You'll talk about creative, Coach Thurston has been.
That's the play call has been absolutely perfect tonight.
So again, inside the 20 now, so be first down for Little Giants at the 18. Little Giants trying to knock on the door again. Lead it 29-7.
That's against Wells.
Yeah, little movement up front there.
Left tackle jumped.
Yep. Probably catch him on that left side there. At the 7:09 mark.
That's what the penalty number five for 40 yards.
So false start against the Little G's. Next week, we go to Metamora, and we'll be on the road again for Week 5 football. You know, WBYS will have the call then. That's one of the games where I have to do some extra walking and everything so I can walk up the huge bleachers.
Oh, certainly. Might have put him in for an elevator in that time.
From the 23 now, first and 15. Snap of the football goes to Chamberlain.
Turn it.
Trying to get to the numbers of the 20 to the 15. And it goes spin
out of bounds.
Spins and goes out of bounds out around the 11-yard line. On the run there by Chase Chamberlain. So they get a bunch of the back.
12 yards.
So 6:50 left before halftime. And again, the stops there by Pekin.
And the bad thing, that 30-yard gain don't give you a first down because of the penalty.
So it goes to second down.
It's not a first down they had off of the board.
Yeah. So be from the 11-yard line now. And again, Little chance to come to line of scrimmage at the 11. Couple of yards to conversion, or again, 11 yards from Paydirt. Again, out of the gun there will be Wells. Takes it, hands it off to Drake Stroh. The caravan of blockers out front. He's trying to turn it. He cuts it inside. He gets it in there. It's ready to five. He dives. Did he get in?
Yes,
he did.
11 yards.
Rick Ulrich, 11 yards. Out of the way, Drake. 11-yard run by Drake Yervick. Took it from that wing position, and he was ready for that convoy of blockers out there. Catch him. You had also Nathan Miller. Gage Miller was the guy who ended up being right in the middle of that. 11-yard run by Drake Yervick. And the Little Giants now up to a 35-7 lead. 6:17. Here in the second quarter. Out of the hole to Drake Yervick. PAT if I see the ball. He has it. Directly to the uprights. Little Giants, 36. Pekin 7 in the second quarter with 6:17 before half. The kickoff in 30 seconds.
Lozier Oil in Farmington is a proud sponsor of area high school sports. Good luck to all participating student athletes and coaches. The staff at Lozier Oil are very proud of you. Lozier Oil supplies high-quality mobile lubricants to the trucking and farming industry. Their products keep your valuable machines running better year after year. Lozier Oil knows they need to earn your business every day. For service that can't be beat, call Lozier Oil today, 245-4846. That's 245-4846 for Lozier Oil Company in Farmington.
Back here with the Scoring Drive Recap brought to you by Ray Rick and all Walter Brown, financial agents in Canton, 647-6180. 11-yard run by Drake Urbick. What's the particulars, Ovari?
3 plays, 49 yards, and a whopping minute, 48 seconds.
And a touchdown rushing other than Chamberlain. So we have 5 rushing touchdowns, 4 of those by Chamberlain, now 1 by Drake Urbick.
And I think that's that big 43-yard play for a first time by Drake. I think the young man deserved to get the score on that play. I'll tell you what, he worked right off on that drive, too.
One of the things, we're starting to add some pieces, aren't we, offensively? We're
absolutely
starting to get those things here. You got Cameron Lucas, Drake Urbick.
Well,
yeah, Keith Stansel is a very effective receiver. And, of course, Chase Chamberlain and Glenn Wells. You really haven't had to utilize him. On the onside, again, they recover at the 46. Falling on that is Colton Reeder, number 35. So a lot of possessions already in this first half by both of these teams. Take a look back here.
This is the sixth.
Yeah. Cam's
already had 7.
Right. So 5 of those we scored. 1 no conversion and 1 2 punts. Is that right?
Yes.
I'm going to say, 2 punts.
2 punts.
2 punts and then 5 scores out of those.
Yeah.
So 6-17. I even confuse myself sometimes, even when I've got the numbers right in front of me. Trying to think ahead. So 1st and 10, now 46. They go to a split backfield now. Out of the gun is Carr. Inside to Julian Hill, and he's caught back at the 40. Good pursuit inside. He got Johnny.
He's also a late flag on the far side.
Lucas catch him. Also a key stop there. Jarnigan.
Might be an unfortunate one against him.
They're feeling a lot of frustration here with 6:07 before halftime.
We'll see what happens.
Yep. Personal foul against the Giants. Well, the wrong team must be winning, so you got to even the playing field a little bit, right? You get penalized for doing your job, and that's unfortunate. It had to be after the fact because we saw. It's another thing, Bob, that they're having an emphasis on. And it used to be kind of the norm type of thing. They are just enforcing the little bitty things to, again, not have some late hits in games. I mean, it's just one of those things. And how will a player, how do you hold up? You know, how do you tell a player to hold up? Carr gets a screen, passes it to Dickey at the 40-yard line. He dives for an extra couple of yards after completion. Carr 2, Mike Dickey. Under the 6-minute mark, clock runs here. 36-7, Little Giants with a lead. Second quarter football tonight from Memorial Stadium. Also coming back in, Drake Urbick. He comes to the secondary. Pass, catches to the near side. That's a grab there by Pearson, and he's swapped it off the 35. Gained about 3 yards in that pass completion. Carr to Pearson. It's going to be right at the 6 there, too, Bobby.
Might be a little short.
You got a pretty good angle right there from your
about a half a yard.
So, again, it will be 3rd down and short yardage for Pekin. Carr, again, they've regrouped again. I'm surprised we didn't get a penalty mark. Trying to dig in the 3-man front for this little giant defense. Here comes the pressure. Carr tripped out.
I don't think he got it.
That's possible.
Sure.
Helmet come off. Pekin player's helmet come off out of some frustration there. Again, he was tripped up. Back in no gain.
4th and short.
So again, the Little Giants. Substitution in the lineup will be Jordan Smith, a senior, number 48 in the lineup. So Pekin going for it. 4th down and 1. Carr gets a lunge, and he gets the 1st down.
Yeah, that's on.
So the conversion ended up getting the 1st down. Powering their way through.
You're going to give
him
about 3.
Off of Dylan Dilkey. Off the left tackle side there. So it'll be 4:35. It'll be Pekin possession, 1st and 10. They're trying to get Cripps set up to this near side. Julian Hill, the inside man. Watch for him. Trips to the near side. Carr looks as incomplete. Incomplete to the far end. Center for Dickey.
After you try and go upfield, Leon, before you got the ball in your hands.
Again with the play now.
And you see Beacon's off with his James Rick 6 expecting the pursuit to try and set the quarterback and trying to throw that little screen pass.
Single receiver to the far side, trips to the near side again. Single back, second and 10. Beacon Carr lifts. Here comes the pressure. And incomplete. Good coverage there. And again, that was defensively Evan Otter doing a good job. Knocking that ball away. Gage Miller was in that area there as well.
Had to break the ball. J.T. Shaw almost caught that thing. It's right intercepted on the ground.
Ethan Magnuson in there. Okay, we're getting swarmed to the ball, though. We're getting three or four helmets to the ball.
Here's the big down right here, Leon, third and 10.
So 4:02, trying to stall Pekin into Canton territory. From the 32, third and 10. A screen to their side, completion. A grab there. And again, that's the McLean, the number 80, Sam McLean on the reception. All you had to do was find to get a helmet on it because he was juggling the football, trying to turn it upfield. And got the completion. I don't know if that, you know, it's still possession. Did he still have it possession? Did he actually come down with the football with that?
Here's a big one.
So fourth down, Carr rolls out. Pass protection. Throws it out there. He has a man open. And he gets the win for a touchdown. The claim. Nope, that's far side Christian Hill. Is that number 4? Again, Lavin. So it goes to. Trying to see who the player is out there. It's number 6. That's Lavin, right?
Yeah.
So Lavin on the reception there. On the TD pass again from Carr.
27 yards.
So 27-yarder. And again, Pekin gets the PAT. It's added. That's Nathan Riggi. Hands it. He's 2 for 2 in this game at the 3:29 mark in the second quarter. Pekin strikes. Again, it's a 36-14 game. Back with a kickoff here at Memorial Stadium in 30 seconds.
This sports broadcast is brought to you by Farm King, the family store with more for the outdoors. Get your fishing gear from rods and reels to lures and tackle boxes, plus get your fishing license right here at Farm King. Camping supplies are also in stock at Farm King, with your tents, lanterns, cookware, and sleeping bags for the family trip this summer. Farm King also carries an impressive selection of tools and sporting goods for the outdoors, as well as air compressors, saws, weed trimmers, and generators. Shop Farm King, your family store with more for the outdoors.
Again, it's a TD pass that goes to from Carr to, again, Lavin. And, again, I look at some of the stats here and believe that's the first reception touchdown for Lavin. And for Mason Carr, throwing on the season, it's his fourth touchdown. Normally, it's Ben Hill, Whitford, and a couple of others have caught some touchdowns. Pearson has one, so they spread it out. Lavin gets his first. It's 36-14, 3:29. Kickoff. And the return there slips and falls down about the 5. And a carry down to about the 15-yard line by the Little Giants. And that is Little Giants. And on the return there, that was a Drake Yerbick.
Now you get momentum back when you're on a span of drive.
Long game still ahead of us here. 3:23 left in halftime. So we have seen these teams put up some points here. Last year, I think we only managed just the 3 points. That was it last year.
I think we scored first, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. So first and 10 from the 16. Little Giants, and again, Nathan Miller. He'll be out there as the left guard. Catch him. Evans, the center. Gage Miller, the right guard. Garrett Petty as the right tackle. First and 10 for the 16. The caravan of blockers. It is a sideline here. One again. He runs. He was trying to run to the near side. He had Clint Wells. He was still out there in front of him. And he just kind of put his hand on his rear and kind of guided him up to about the 40-yard line.
Riding the coattails, man. Success.
You see him kind of tippy-toe down the sideline here and gets the Little Giant first down.
Follows his blockers like a pro.
He does, doesn't he? He's such a good feel. Such a good feel for the game.
Instinctive.
Yeah. So first and 10 now from the 40.
It's been a joy to watch you so far in part of the season.
3 minute mark here. Takes it, turns, spins. Clint Wells.
Go.
At the 35. He's got one man, and he brought down. At about the 33-yard line, and it up Christian Hill making the tackle. Give us that little spin move. That's the play is called a spin. I don't know all the particulars about blocking scheme and everything, but the last part of it is spin, which means the QB keeps it and turns.
You know what? I call it first down.
That's another conversion at the 250 mark in the second quarter.
We have already got 11 first downs, Leon, in the first half.
Like you said earlier, we've got to keep the, you just got to keep it full gas here. Caitlin, good advice to cut it. He does with a 20. 15, he's still going, and down to the 10. Another little tight first down. And she's still going
to make a flag.
I will.
That might be a late hit.
Yep.
Gotta be something against them. Has to be.
And again, here, inside the 20-yard line.
Right now, it's a 20-yard game for us. Let's see.
So Chamberlain, see what the indication is here at the penalty marker.
Face mask against Beacon.
Man, at the 10. That's a little bit of frustration on their part.
He was trying to find something to grab a hold of. Jake's so strong, you get
out. And one of the things about it, when he has a little stiff arm and he pushes, and again, he cuts it back, and he still has an ability to keep those feet constantly moving forward.
Legs are turning.
So again, Willard Giants down. Will be first and goal.
It's only a 5-yard penalty because we're so close. But we're
first and goal at the 5. So Willard Giants now trying to add. Again, so far we've had 4 rushing touchdowns by Chamberlain, 1 by Drake Yerbick.
That man's going for 5 in the first half. I don't blame him. Give it to your horse.
36-14, first and goal at the 5. Chamberlain gets the direct snap. He's going, whoo, and he's in for a touchdown. Chamberlain, a 5-yard run. Just rushing touchdown.
Might be a record in jeopardy, man.
Yeah. So a 5-yard run by Chamberlain. Gets in the end zone here with the 2:18 mark. And again, for Little Giants, they add again to this action. His 5th rushing touchdown, 6th by the Little Giants in this half, and they lead it 42-14. Out of the holder, Drake Yerbick, PAT is added as well. We've had 1 conversion, and all the others a PAT by Theobald, and Little Giants out to a 43-14 lead. The kickoff back to Memorial Stadium in the second quarter, back in 30 seconds.
Perkins Seat House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville is your Husqvarna Outdoor Power Equipment headquarters. Whether you need a Husqvarna chainsaw, weed trimmer, leaf blower, push, or zero-turn mower, Perkins Seat House is your only stop for incredible deals. At Perkins, you can trade in your old equipment towards your purchase of new equipment, and their service department will keep all your Husqvarna equipment in top working condition. The best deals and the best service, that's why Perkins Seat House is your Husqvarna Power Equipment headquarters. Perkins Seat House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville. Check out the deals today.
5th rushing touchdown, still one shy of Holly Mettler, who did it 1923, last time that was accomplished.
Our math right there was what, 93 years ago?
So 218, that's been an eternity ago.
Only 93 years.
Yeah, so 218, it's 43-14.
That's the same time span as the Cubs winning something meaningful.
That's right. DVR that one.
How about 4 plays down and 84 yards in a minute 11?
Big first half explosion by the offense, and everything was set on the 2 onside kicks in this opening part of the game there, Bobby.
Ethan doesn't play too shabby either.
No. 218. There you go. Dropping in at about the 20 on the return. Hill gets loose. He runs up to the 30-yard line now.
Well, 8:30. Tough to bring down.
Yeah. So a 2:09 left before halftime. Again, it's 43-14. We'll have a busy one to recap all the scoring in the first half. But I'll use this phrase again, a dynamic and gutty performance in the first half by Jace Chamberlain. Again, he has 5 rushing touchdowns. Where is he at yardage-wise there now, Bobby?
Well, let's put him at 17 carries for a whole 210 yards.
Wow. He's putting up some big numbers tonight. And this Little Giant offense, too, is doing a great job finding in some openings here for him. And he is just meticulously cutting through the defense here tonight. So, again, Carr, now he runs it, then goes out of bounds to the far side, and then there's the penalty marker down.
That looks like a hold to me against Beacon, but we'll see.
So, Mason Carr coming in here. Talk about his...
All right, it's a hold against Beacon.
He's a young man who did not play JFL football, Bob. Mason Carr, he played his freshman, sophomore year, had a dynamic, big arm, played a lot as a fresh soft as a QB. Then his last year, again, he stepped in, I believe it's the next to last week, the injury at that time as a quarterback for Pekin. Then played and threw a touchdown in the playoff loss. And then he started this year. This is his fourth start. Again, when you're from behind in a game, it is very difficult to get your kind of your offense going.
But, and so far, we've eliminated that big play, too.
That was huge. Absolutely. So 2:03. Again, it will be trips to the near side for Pekin. Single receiver to the far side. Fullback and out of the gun. Take it. Inside the handoff for Pekin, runs it. And there's penalty markers going down, down. There's a couple of those flying. Looks like it was raining yellow. These little markers going down. So under the 2-minute mark before halftime. And a face mask against the Little Giants here. And you can't get in that, you know, teams will try to, you know, try to get you interact. You know, when you're in a game, you cannot get caught up on doing the same kind of stuff there. So a 15-yarder, you don't want to give them any kind of momentum or any kind of, you know, you've had the killer instinct. Let's, you know, put this first half to bed in regard to that.
You got a quick cut to Middlemore 7, Washington nothing, second quarter.
All right. So it's Pekin first and 7 inside as Dickey tripped up at about the 46, 47-yard line. Mike Dickey. He's been their go-to guy, really, in this first half offensively. Scoring for Pekin. They had a 9-yard run by Julian Hill. And also a TD pass to Lavin from Carr. That's been Pekin scoring so far. Minute 38. Inside, Reed. Option. Again, they run to this near side. And again, they block there. Hill cuts it to the 20. Got one. He's still on his feet at the 10. He cuts in and a touchdown run by Julian Hill.
46 yards
by Julian Hill. And it's just one of those things that, you know, in top of one, he just kind of moved through the thing. Yeah, we didn't really have anybody put a helmet on him or make a tackle to him. So a 46-yard run by Julian Hill, and they got 20 points on the board. So it's a minute 23 now. Again, Riggy out of the hold of Mason Carr to try to cut into this lead, which is now 43-21 with the add of the PAT. It's up and good. So again, they come right back. Big run there by Julian Hill from midfield with a minute 23 before halftime. Canton 43, Pekin 21 to kick off back to Memorial Stadium in 30 seconds.
Here's the scoop on something to tempt your sweet tooth. It's Your Churn. It's a new premium ice cream with deliciously decadent flavors. Indulge yourself. Take home It's Your Churn premium ice cream today.
Stop into your Canton Hy-Vee today and satisfy your sweet tooth with It's Your Churn ice cream, a new premium ice cream, available only at your Canton Hy-Vee, 825 North Main Street.
Pekin Hill, his second touchdown of the game, and it comes from 54 yards. PAT was added by Riggy. And again, a minute 23 left before half. It's Little Giants out in front, 43-21. We've had some over the last few years, Bob, offense, you know, talk about some of the different scores that these two teams have matched up in. Last year, 34-3, 2014, 60-56, 2013, 50-26. We've had 45-0 and some other scores, but again, these two teams are always pretty entertaining. Here's a run here by the Little Giants, tripped up at about the 34-yard line. That's going to come back. Bobby says it's coming back. There's a penalty marker down. So it negates the run there by Drake Yurvik. It's a hold against the Little Giants. So we will come back.
All right, in front of the official.
Yeah. And again.
That was penalty number 8 for 80 yards in this first half.
Got some folks, again, our good listeners there, the Poop Fridges and all them, listening in the Ozarks tonight. We have all kinds of folks all around. Pittsburgh, PA, the Ozarks, and Pickridges have been a tremendous followers of ours. Landis's and all of them are usually always tuned in on this Saturday night. And wish we were sipping a couple with you instead of here on this Saturday night.
If you're going to listen, you know, drink one for us.
That's right. That's right. Make it a stiff one, right? Minute 15 left in the second quarter. Again, Clint Wells.
At our own 7, Leon.
Now they'll shift. That'll be the power. And they got Cameron Lucas outside the numbers here to the near side as a receiver. And again, there'll be Chamberlain, direct snap. He gets it, turns it upfield to 20, to the 30, sideline to 30. He catches it off to the side of the field. Dickey trying to catch up with him. He turns, and he's down to about the 40 in Deacon territory. What a remarkable night. 200 yards rushing, Plassey adds to that big total there. That is Jace Chamberlain. He is having a night of a career tonight here. With a minute two.
I put him at 264 for the first half.
Five rushing touchdowns in the first half by Chamberlain.
And he's only carried the ball 18 times.
Yes. So five rushing touchdowns by Chamberlain. And we also have, again, Drake Yerbick has a touchdown.
He has carried the ball, and might have got, he might have got two.
The clock is running here.
Give him one instead. That puts Drake at 100, Leon.
So 39 seconds here. So Drake Yerbick is having a big night as well, along with the TD.
And remember, we've only got one timeout left.
Second and nine from the 32-second mark here. Again, it's Chamberlain trying to turn it upfield. Here is at the 30. So it's 20. One man to beat. Sidesteps him. He goes down to 10, down to the 10-yard line. Brought down there. And you got to think of Jace Chamberlain, and he has got to be gassed at this point.
Second to win. Okay,
20-second mark here. So again, first and goal from the 11. Snap. It goes to, again, they're trying to get it from behind, and he goes out of bounds. A smart move there. Going out of bounds. Again, 1 yard in the game there by Chamberlain. Stops the clock with nine. Oh, you get it. What are you doing around the clock? It's got to be stopped here. I thought he went out of bounds.
Yeah.
So I got to put some time back on the clock here as well. In the second quarter, the tail end. Timeout was taken, 43-21. We'll take a quick 30-second timeout. Back to finish out the first half in 30 seconds.
Create your vision. Looking for banners, signs, vehicle graphics, custom wallpaper, or screen printing for everything from t-shirts to signs? Maybe business cards or marketing materials are all you need. In this fast-paced world, Travis and his team at Platts Printing stand above the rest by producing a superior quality product backed by friendly, professional, efficient service, timeliness, and expertise. If you can think it, we can print it. Platts Printing, 141 East Vernon Street in Farmington, 228-1069.
Back here with 6.7, and again, Little Giants trying to add another score here at the tail end of the first half. Also have Vic and her family, the Wrights, are listening as well, all football folks there. They're all football junkies, and they're having a couple of cold ones as well tonight. So we got a good audience, and we appreciate you tuning in on a night with the Little Giants that, again, got off to the quick start here, trying to add to their 43-21 lead. So, again, it'll be first and goal from about the 9. Wells flips the pass, and the jump ball goes incomplete with 2 seconds. And intended for Cameron Lucas in the back of the end zone.
Center out there.
Yep.
Let's go for a deal. There he is.
Yep.
Yep, good move.
So field ball, when we're going to be placement of the football will be at?
Should be at the 17, which should make a 27-yard attempt.
So, again, from the 10-yard line, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so it's going to be a
27-yarder. So 27-yarder coming up for Spencer Theobald. It'll be out of the hold of Drake Yerbick. Again, try to add to a 43-21 lead. Snap of the football. Again, that's a penalty down. Penalty marker down.
It's going to be offside for 5 yards.
So it'll help the distance. And we'll see if it changes what Coach Pearson, again, it's against the defense.
How bad? I would
say move it up 5 yards.
I would stick with the field goal.
So moves up to 5. About a 22-yarder now. Try to add for Spencer Theobald. And he has had no field goals in his career.
Now it's 22-yarder.
Yep. So 22-yarders we mentioned.
Come on, Spencer, end this on a good note.
Yep. Positive one here. Placement is down.
He's got high
high field ball. It up, and it is no good. No good from 22 yards on the field goal attempt, and that closes out the first half. Got a late couple of touchdowns by Pekin, but a great night. Chase Chamberlain, the Canton Riverside offense, 43-21 here at halftime. Riverside halftime show. Throughout the year, it is brought to you by CJ's Hair and Nail Salon, your full service hair and nail salon at 647-4711 for your appointment today. We step aside, we'll get to our half first half stats. We'll look at that recap. Also, our senior interviews brought to you by the Athiva State Bank. All that for you coming up at Little Giant Halftime Show. We step aside. Little Giants out in front, 43-21. Back after this 2-minute timeout.